1110 KBND Sports at 15 and 45 past each hour.
Good morning in sports this morning. Chris Paul set the pace with 19 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists as the Los Angeles Clippers ousted the Memphis Grizzlies 82-72 in Game 7 of their Western Conference quarterfinal series. Clippers forward Kenyon Martin says they've really come together as a team.
It's a total team effort, but that's the way we've been playing all season. Nick came in late. I joined the team in February, but just going out and doing what we do best, but just doing your job. I think if we do that, then we come off the bench. Just great success.
He was talking there about teammate Nick Young. It was the first Game 7 victory and just the third playoff series win in the franchise's 42-year history. The Clippers advanced to face top-seeded Spurs in the Western Conference semifinals. Newly minted MVP LeBron James had 32 points and 15 rebounds to lead the Heat to a 95-86 win over the Pacers in Game 1 of their semifinal series. Dwayne Wade added 29 points in the opener of the best-of-seven set. Chris Bosh had to leave the game with a lower abdominal strain. Baseball scoreboard from yesterday in the National League: Reds, Marlins, Pirates, Phillies, Cubs, Braves, Giants, and Dodgers were all winners. In the American League, it was the Mariners, Red Sox, the Bay Rays, Royals, Twins, Tigers, and Rangers, all winners there.
In Northwest sports, the University of Oregon dominated the Pac-12 track and field championships. The women won their fourth straight conference title, while the men won their sixth in a row. The Ducks become the first men's team in nearly 50 years to win six straight. USC won eight in a row from 1957 to 64. The Portland Winterhawks lost 4-1 at Edmonton in Game 7 of the Western Hockey League Championship Series. Edmonton advances and will represent the WHL in the Memorial Cup in Quebec. In college baseball, Oregon beat USC 4-2 to win the series and keep a solid hold on the Pac-12 lead. Chris Conforto had three hits, including his 11th home run, tied for the conference lead, powering Oregon State to a 5-4 10-inning win at Utah. And the Portland Pilots beat St. Mary's 7-5. The Oregon State, and Portland State women's softball teams all made the field of 64 in the NCAA tournament. Oregon State will travel to Norman, Oklahoma to play Tulsa Friday afternoon. Portland State will stay in-state and play the Ducks in the Eugene Regional Thursday. I'm Scott Lynn on the Northwest Radio News Network.